Welcome to another Cut on Low Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
So, Sean, unbelievable. Ash Barty has retired.
I know. What a shock.
I just can't believe it.
I think a lot of people feel the same way. Like when I got home the other day and that was the first thing my wife said. She didn't say, hello, dear, how are you? She said, Ash Barty's retired. And so it just sort of shows you, like, someone like Ash Barty, who we see as a superstar, and we all, like, she's loved by Australians everywhere, isn't she? So when a young person, you think in the prime of their sporting life, retires, you think, wow, it seems like a bit of a waste.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully Sharon serve you up a real ace of a meal after that.
We don't have that type of relationship. We share those roles in our family, Rob, so I often do the cooking and cleaning and stuff like that.
Oh, good, I might hire you.
I'm too expensive.
Yes, I've heard that. Now, look, Ash Barty, she did play cricket, and there's rumours that she might be playing AFL for Richmond.
Well, rumours are great, aren't they? Speculation's a wonderful thing. And so she said, and she was pretty clear, she's retiring from tennis.
Yes.
And she is such a talented sports person that, of course, and you think, I thought the same thing. I didn't get right into the story, but I thought, someone like her could go on and play women's AFL and probably do really well because she's a great athlete and she would be a real asset to a club. I mean, imagine having someone like her even in the playing group. She would be a wonderful leader.
Yeah, she'd be an inspiration for younger players for sure.
Fabulous.
You know, do you remember hearing about Bjorn Borg?
Bjorn Borg?
Bjorn Borg, he was a tennis player.
Was he in Eurovision?
No, he wasn't part of that, but he was a top player, tennis player.
Of course I remember. He used to have the long hair, he had the headband, and he used to have the wooden
rackets.
Tennis racket.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And him and John McEnroe used to have some mighty battles.
Yeah, he was a wonderful player.
He won something like 5 Wimbledons in a row, French Opens.
I remember as a young fella watching him play, yeah.
He retired in 1983 when he was 26 years old.
Yeah, another one.
Unbelievable, eh?
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Ash Barty, you look at the real superstars. Now, tennis is a big money sport, isn't it?
Yes.
So if you look at it from that perspective, you go, well, world number one, won nearly all the majors.
Well, three of them, yeah.
And
she hasn't won the US Open.
Yeah, so like financially, I don't think she's probably not struggling.
No.
Just like I think she's either just got engaged or married. And so you think, well, it's like we think it's all about sport, don't we? But of course there's life after sport. So maybe she just says, well, you know, actually I'm a young person and I want to do other things with my life and I've achieved in cricket and I've achieved in tennis. And now I really want to – and she can. That's the great thing. She can now spend time and have a family and do all those things and she can be financially secure. So that's got to be a great feeling.
You know, my gut feel is that she'll play AFL Women's for Richmond.
You heard it right here, right now. We'll see if you're right.
You know, there's been a lot of people retired young. I mean, if you're going to talk swimming, for argument's sake, I mean, do you remember Mark Spitz? He won 7 golds in 1972. He won 2 in 1968 in Mexico. And then he retired, 22 years old.
I know. And some of the ones that we probably will talk about, when we're going back in time, you've got to start to think back then in the 60s, 70s, making a lot of money out of sport, especially like swimming, for example, it probably wasn't a lot. He was a fabulous swimmer, multiple gold medalists.
Yeah.
But he probably wasn't making a good living out of it. And so you've got to go, well, at some point, how long do I keep doing this for? I've got to get on with the rest of my life and I've got to have family and I've got to have a job. Now, if you're in a sport like Ash Barty or others where there's a lot of money around, well, then you've got different choices to make, I think.
I mean, look at the same period. I mean, do you remember Shane Gould? She was like 16 years old when she won those Olympic golds.
She was. And again, back in that era where probably, a different time, wasn't it? There was probably different expectation on women playing sport than men. And so, again, I would think that's different now. Women are more likely to be playing sport for longer because they can. And, of course, they're recognised for what they do and there's more opportunity, not the greatest opportunity, but more opportunity to make a living out of sport.
I reckon one of the most famous retirements was Michael Jordan from basketball. Now, the Chicago Bulls had won 3 in a row, and then he retired in 1993 to play baseball. And he played double-A professional baseball. And then in 1995, he returned, didn't miss a beat, and Chicago won another three championships.
Well, he's a superstar, isn't he?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was an interesting time of his life, wasn't it? Because he'd lost his father. And they both had that shared passion for baseball. And I guess after, I mean, he really changed basketball in many ways. I mean, there was certainly great players around and before him, but in terms of becoming a global superstar, but then you think, well, he's probably thinking, what else is there for me to achieve? I've done all this stuff. I've reached the pinnacle in basketball, maybe like Ash Barty has in tennis, and now I can go and play another sport. And how can I go there? Now, that didn't really work out for him, did it? So he came back to the sport that he was the best in and showed again. So the champion that he is.
I mean, do you remember Yvonne Goolagong? She won the Wimbledon about 1971. Then she disappeared off the scene for a few years and started a family. Then she returned as Yvonne Goolagong Cawley, and she won the Wimbledon again about like 19 years later.
No, amazing.
So it can be done. Ash Barty.
See, again, different era. Now, again, you compare that now. Think about the level of athlete in the women's tennis. That would be pretty tough to do. I mean, sure, people still do it. But even the expectation back then for women to have a family, to be the homemaker, to do all those things, you know, sport is not that important. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that women were discouraged from playing sport.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, in America, there's a lot of it. I mean, Barry Sanders was a top gridiron player in the 90s and he retired young. Bo Jackson, he played baseball and gridiron, but he did have a hip replacement. He still came back, but he retired fairly young. It just got Sandy Koufax, who was he was at the top of his game as a baseball pitcher for Los Angeles Dodgers. 1966, they won the World Series, and he won the Cy Young as the best pitcher. Boom, he retired. He's an all-time great, and his record of 166 wins for the Dodgers wasn't broken until the last couple of years by Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, he was really, really at the top of his game, and boom, he just retired. I mean, that was unbelievable. And while we're on American sports, what about Rocky Marciano?
Great boxer.
Great boxer. Won 14, undefeated 49 fights.
That's a lot of fights.
It is. He retired in 1955 as a 32-year-old.
If you'd been punched in the head for 49 fights, you'd probably want to retire too, wouldn't you? I'd want to retire after the first one.
He won most of his bouts by knockout. I don't think he took too many punches to the head, mate.
I think some of those combat sports, like, they are really tough. And so, yeah, I mean, you've got a limited lifespan there. And we've seen, I mean, isn't it, like, I was leading into this, just read an article, and Keith Miller, great cricketer, said one of his quotes, and talking about Ash Barty retiring, he was suggesting you'd want people to say, why did you retire, rather than why don't you retire?
Yeah.
And we see sometimes people, don't we, that you think you've been around, it's time to let go. And we also see now where elite sports people are having difficulty transitioning from being that elite sports person into what might be just your normal day-to-day life, because they've defined themselves. This is who I am. I am this elite sports person. This is me. And it has been their life for probably a decade or more. So we're seeing that issue. So if you've got that ability to define yourself differently and say, well, there's actually more to me than just being the elite sports person, maybe that's a healthy thing.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you were fairly young when you retired. I mean, you were in the 96 Olympics. How old were you then, about 29, 30?
I retired at 27. My plan was to go through to Sydney. Like, when I was a young guy coming through, I thought, you know, you think about the Olympic cycle, and I thought I could do four Olympics. I worked out I'd be like in my early 30s, which can be in your prime. But I was that same sort of thing. I mean, a lot of people in sports like mine, where you're not making a living, it can't be a full-time gig. You got to get to that point where you go, well, and I did. I came back from Atlanta. I didn't really perform well there, in my opinion. And I came back and I sat down and thought, and I kept going just out of habit.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll watch next Commonwealth Games. And then I sort of thought to myself, well, hang on a minute. You got to really think this through, because you've got a job, you've got a family. And I thought, what can I do differently in my current situation? Now, at the same point then, like, you relied on government funding to sort of be able to train. and travel and compete. And of course, because I didn't perform that well at Atlanta, they basically said, look, well, you've got no funding. So you go, well, I can't afford not to work. I can't train any more than I'm currently training. I could go to Sydney, but I probably won't be any better than I am now. So is that worth it? And I decided it wasn't. I decided, no, it's time to get on with my teaching career. It's time to get on looking after my family. And I wanted to redefine myself as the person I am now, not the person who I was then.
You know, sport that you love, motorsports. I mean, Casey Stoner, everyone knew Casey Stoner, the GP sort of motorbike rider. And he was 27 when he retired.
He was a young guy, and at the prime, he was in the prime of his racing career. And again, I think, I mean, at the time, he sort of just said he's just lost the passion.
Yeah.
And I think if we look at modern sport now, it's so in your face. It's so 24/7. There's such a great expectation on all of these people to be able to be available. You know, I mean, the media scrum that follows sports people is just, and we're seeing it now with the tennis players. Like they're saying, hang on a minute, like it's affecting me emotionally. Like they're just there to do something. They're there to play their sport. And yet there's all this expectation on them. So I think Casey Stoner sort of got to that point where he thought, you know what, I'm doing something that's really dangerous. I've achieved everything I wanted to achieve, and I'm really sick of this circus that's come with it. At the same time, he's just got married. And so I think, like in a sport like MotoGP, where it's so dangerous, you must start thinking about what if something went wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you hear a lot of interviews, a lot of them have no fear. But I think as soon as you probably think, hang on a minute, something could go really badly wrong here, you probably start to second guess yourself. So, he came over and he raced V8 supercars for a little while.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared completely from motorsport that I'm aware of.
Well, the thing that I've got a question is, they get to the top, they've got a drive that gets them to the top. They've just got it inbuilt in them. They become elite at whatever they're doing. They've got that drive. How can they just switch it off?
Well, from my own experience, it's not easy to do. And I think that stuff stays with you to some degree, isn't it? Because and I think people take that into their life, whether it's into their workplace or not. And that's often why, you know, you hear like they'll get sports people to come and talk to people in companies or whatever because they have achieved and they have that drive and ambition to do well. But that's not just in sport, is it? I mean, you look across all industries and you've got people like that. But I think that ability to switch some of that stuff on and off is good for your mental health and emotional health. Like you can't be switched on the whole time. And I think that's why we are seeing issues with young elite athletes now, because they don't have that off switch anymore. Like we've talked about it on our own show, like you chuck in social media, you chuck in all the other stuff going on, and you've got these people now that they're just living what they do 24/7 and they don't have that break. And that's not a good thing for anybody.
You know, I grew up knowing the legend of John Coleman, who booted 100 goals. He played for Essendon. He only played 98 games. His whole career was cut short because of knee injuries. But he got a second career as a coach. He was a successful coach with Essendon as well. So when you look at those types of scenarios, sometimes you have to ask, does injury play a part for early retirement?
Oh, you got to think so. I mean, imagine a lot of people. I mean, some athletes are really robust, aren't they? It doesn't matter what they do, they seem okay, whereas others are a little bit more fragile. And so you're going to get these people who have really great brains in terms of their sport. They understand the skills and the concepts and they're great communicators. And they might, for injury or other reason, not be able to make it or stay at the top for a long time. So, yeah, they can, I guess what you said before, that allows them to contribute back to their sport at a higher level, and that switch you were talking about, they can keep it on because we've seen those coaches, aren't we? They're just as passionate and sometimes maybe more than the players.
You know, and just on the other end of the scale, you were talking about Tom Brady, who retired from gridiron. Now he's come back and he's 23rd season or something.
He retired, and that was big news, wasn't it? That was like, he is like probably considered the greatest quarterback ever, and he's now, after his retirement, he's now decided to come back and play.
Did a Michael Jordan.
Yes, but he didn't go and play anything else. But then he's still one of those ones, even now, he's still at the top of his game, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I guess he just thought, this is where I want to be.
Well, good luck. I hope Ash Barty sort of has success in whatever
she does. It's going to be interesting to see what she does. And I mean, we all wish her the best in whatever she chooses because she just seems to be a wonderful young lady.
She is. My prediction, she'll play AFLW with Richmond, then she'll start a family, and then she'll come back and she'll play tennis.
Sounds like a movie script.
So here's another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.